You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back. Today we're talking about this. This is going to be quite interesting. Finish your start. Finish your start. Now that says a whole lot right there. Like literally when this one came to me, when I had this revelation, I was like, I could just chew on that right there. Finish your start. What does that mean to you? Well, I'm going to share with you what it means to me because I was at a seminar this week and the presenter said, some of us are starters and some of us are finishers. And I thought, wow, that's kind of interesting. It's like, what camp are you in? Are you in the starting camp or the finishing camp? And then I thought, wait a minute. I definitely know I'm a starter. I start. I get very inspired. I'm very creative. And I send that energy forth out into the universe. But the reality is, I'm also a finisher. I've had to learn this the hard way. But I think some of us would agree, maybe all of us would agree, it's easier to start something than it is to finish. Or, no, quite honestly, it's not as easy to start. If you're finding yourself today where you're kind of feeling stuck and you don't even know where to start, this is where most people find themselves. Like, we don't even know where to start. But start something. I learned this early on, and it was kind of innate in me because there's a lot of energy that flows through me. So I like to move. As long as I'm moving, I feel alive. I feel comfortable. I feel good. But the reality is, I remember getting to a place in my life where that wasn't working. Starting more things wasn't working for me because I had what I call all these plates spinning in the air. And I was wearing myself out because just as I got one plate spinning, I would go back and the other one's wobbling and I have to run back and I have to spin that. And so I was just running back and forth between plates, but never really moving fully forward into what I was desiring and realizing that you can spin all day long, but where's the finish line? Where's the finish line? So she said, you know, some of us are starters, some of us are finishers. And I was like, wow, I'm definitely a starter. But I said, you know what? I'm also a finisher because I've realized that done gets paid. And what do I mean by that? If you don't finish it, there's a lack or a loss of value. And when you exchange that value for something of value, you keep the circle of life going, right? You keep the circle of value growing. But what I was finding is I was starting all these things and it wasn't quite getting the results. They weren't getting the results that I was looking for, but I realized it was because I wasn't necessarily finishing them. Because I would start with an idea, but an idea isn't going to finish it. Inspiration will take you a long way, no doubt, and tapped into the true power of the inspiration will help you finish and finish well. But how about finishing our start? Is it possible, my dear, that one of the reasons why you haven't finished something is because you haven't actually started or you haven't actually fully finished your start? What do I mean by this? Well, the first thing is to start something, you must show up. That's right, you must show up. How are you showing up? Are you showing up? And when you show up, are you fully available? Are you showing up only in body? Are you only showing up in your mind emotionally? Or are you showing up mind, body, spirit, emotions? All of you, genuinely, authentically you, are you showing up? Are you showing the true you when you show up? So that's the first step. You got to show up and show yourself to be available. Secondly, you must be all in. Now, in order to finish your start, you actually have to be all in to the start. And a lot of times, we're not all in from the very start. We tiptoe and we kind of keep walking around the pond or the pool, and we may dip our toe in from time to time, but we're never really diving in. And this is the point, my dear. You don't even have to dive in. I think sometimes that it's that idea of feeling like we have to dive in that keeps us from even starting. But I'm asking that you get all the way into the pool. Like, step into the pool and begin walking. And as you begin walking, that water's going to get deeper and deeper. And eventually you're going to be like, wow, I'm floating now. This is beautiful. And when you're floating, you can flow. Now, you know, we've talked so much about the metaphor of drowning, because you're out there and you're like, wow, now I'm in the pool. I'm in the deep end. Now I have to swim. But that's the deal, my dear. Finishing your start means you're all in and now you're swimming. In order for you to be all in, you have to be available. You have to step in and then you have to go all out. You have to go all out. You have to be willing to fully swim and flow in the deep end of the pool and be all out, full out, so that you're eventually then able to finish up your show up. You're able to finish up your startup and then take it to the next level. But I think a lot of times we think about the very end and we go, oh my goodness, that's so many miles down the road. This is, you know, we can't even see the finish line. So we're like, that looks like too much work. I'm not even going to start. If that's you today, think about this. Finish your start. Start and get fully in the deep end, fully immersed in your start. Keeping in mind that the finish line, the ultimate finish line, is straight ahead, but you have to have several finishes before you get to the ultimate finish. I'm going to say that again. You have to have several finishes before you get to the ultimate end of the finish line. And really, life, the end of your life is the ultimate finish line. But really, for those of you that believe there's a life after, it's the beginning of a new. And you fully start, because you can't be like partially, you know, and one foot still in your physical form and one foot on the spiritual side, like you're all in. When you leave planet Earth, you're dead here, but then you become alive on the other side, right? So whatever your belief is there, the bottom line is you have to have several finishes before you get to the ultimate finish. And the first finish is finishing your start and being willing to say, I'm all in to the start, and then go to the next finish and the next finish. Because otherwise, if you only partially start, then you'll keep doing these starting things, but you'll never finish what you started, because you don't even start your finish. Excuse me, you don't even finish your start. And in order to start your finish, you have to first finish your start. Am I making any sense to you? Or now I have you all tongue-tied around yourself, and you're like, I'm not sure if I'm coming or going. Well, that's okay. Because starting and finishing, they all coincide at the same place. Did you know that? Your start and your finish, I want you to see a big circle. Your start and your finish come together. If you see a big line, your start and your finish come together. Whether you see it circular or whether you see it linear, one big long line, you finish your start so that you're able to start your finish. And you're able to finish what you start and begin something new to start again. That may be you today. You're feeling like, oh my goodness, I have to start over. That's okay, my dear. Step in, go all in, so that you can go all out and you can finish your start. So please grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And I want you to think about that one thing that you've been meaning to start, or for whatever reason you haven't started it, or you've started something, but you haven't finished it. I want you to think about this new way of looking at it, saying, all right, you know what? I'm going to commit to fully finishing my start. Whatever that is for you, circle it and make a commitment by taking a step today in the process of finishing your start so that you're able to start your finish. I sure hope this helps you. I'm so grateful that you're here. And again, thank you so much for tuning in each and every day and allowing me to be on this journey, this adventure of a lifetime, of sipping on your life, of sipping on my life together in the pool, fully immersed in the water, fully immersed in the water of life, the flow of life, the river of life, the ocean of life, and sipping on it one day at a time, finishing, starting, finishing, and enjoying the journey. Thank you for being here. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com. If you haven't yet subscribed in iTunes or Stitcher, come on over there as well. Leave a rating and review and let me know what you think. And please invite your best girlfriends to join us in the soul party. Would love to invite them in as well. And thank you again for being here. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.